Paris Olympics drag queen responds to backlash, "We ain't going nowhere." By Olivia Rondo on July 29, 2024. A drag queen who carried the torch of the Olympic flame in Paris's opening ceremony told critics, "We ain't going nowhere" after the theatrics received backlash for appearing to mock Christianity. French drag performer Carl Sanchez, known by his stage name Nicky Doll, has taken to social media to make fun of the ones that had their feathers ruffled seeing queerness on their screen after Christians responded poorly to the ceremony's portrayal of the iconic painting, The Last Supper. "The opening ceremony did ruffle some feathers. And I love it," Dahl wrote in a Monday morning Instagram story that Fox News viewed. "You know why? Because the Olympics are the biggest stage in the world and us queer people have always been the audience of other people's life and achievement, and it is time that we are welcome in the space." In an earlier post from Sunday, he said it was his absolute honor to perform in front of billions of people around the world, and celebrate our Olympians. "And remember, to the ones that had their feathers ruffled seeing queerness on their screen, we ain't going nowhere," he added in capital letters. Dahl also reposted an image to his story claiming that the Olympic opening ceremony was a depiction of the feast of the Greek god Dionysius, not the Last Supper. While the Paris Olympics organizing committee has repeated this claim, the performer who appeared to portray Jesus Christ in the recreation of Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting confirmed it was related to Christianity by boasting of being in the New Gay Testament in a now-deleted Instagram post that the Catholic Herald viewed. Paris 2024 spokesperson Andy Comp responded to the backlash on Sunday, telling Reuters reporters at a press conference, "Clearly there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group. The opening ceremony tried to celebrate community tolerance. We believe this ambition was achieved. If people have taken any offense, we are really sorry," she added.